wind it all up. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 270, and we've got plugins for bulk subpages, categories for WooCommerce, post templates, Infusionsoft forms, page duplicates, and more. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, where you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the south shores of Vancouver Island, preparing to head off into the forest for a good couple of days and counting down the days until school starts. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, I'm excited. Only 1 week and a day left until my kids go back to school.
I think that's the vacation every parent wants.
Absolutely. And to make it nice and fun, heading off into the forest for several days of camping at the end of August.
Great.
All right, so we've got the usual great show for you today. So right off the top, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner, and stopping in on the iTunes store. And please leave us a review there. They really help us out.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if we're not doing good in the show, John, because I don't see any iTunes reviews lately. And yeah. It makes me wonder if we're even... if we're doing well enough in the show to even warrant anybody's attention. And I know we are because our downloads are going up, but it seems like our interaction is going down. And it's time for people to step up. It's starting to get to fall time and, you know, less going out in the summer and everything else. So we would appreciate that as far as the iTunes store or anywhere else you can help to promote the show. It really does help out. We are currently, I think, number 2 in the U.S. iTunes store for WordPress, and we'd like to maintain that. So please help us out when you can. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we did pop up to number 1 briefly in the iTunes U.S. store, but we're still hanging around 4 and 5 in the Canadian store. So all you Canucks out there that are listening, get in there and review us. Pop us up in the iTunes store for Canada.
Yeah, everywhere you are. All right. We would appreciate it.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. I myself make a living helping people fix it when it's broke, mostly. So if you've been hacked, cracked, or something else has gone wrong with your website, feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And membershipcoach.com. I've got a listener promo code, WPAZ. And you actually get almost 33% off your enrollment when you use that promo code. Take advantage, because I'm not going to do that forever. It's basically right now open for anybody. So if you want to go to membershipcoach.com, you can sign up. We've got a great program for everybody that's involved. We've got membership, private mastermind coaching and all that kind of stuff, group calls, group training. Got a lot of different modules on there. You've even got some cool stuff like graphic mock-ups and different templates that you can use for your membership site. So if you're thinking about having a membership site and it's a growing trend that a lot of people are doing to make recurring money, I highly suggest going to membershipcoach.com and use that promo code WPAZ.
Absolutely. Get in there and tap Marcus's brain. He's got a plethora of knowledge that will help you increase your sales with that. So tap into it, folks. All right. And I'd like at this point here to thank our donors. And for those of you who come in $50 or more, you get mentioned on the show. If you come in under $50, well, thank you very much for your donations. This week, we would like to thank Jeremy over at jazzweb.com.au for his donation of $50 on behalf of his client, Yellow Coaching in Australia, who coached and mentor business owners to success. The website is yellowcoaching.com.au. And I would also like to thank our new Patreon donors. So thank you very much to those of you that are starting to use Patreon. Much appreciated. So bonus to Patreon, if you go in there and donate for $40 a month or more, you will gain access to the WP support website, which will carry the training videos that I am starting to develop for WordPress plugins. And you'll gain access to the private videos, the ones that go more in-depth or extra features on plugins that I won't cover and basic training videos. So check it out. Go on to our Patreon site. There's a link on the show notes.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. Thank you very much to everybody who's given. We really need it, and we appreciate your support.
I appreciate it too, because it's allowing me to actually devote more and more time to the website, the podcast, bringing things up that are out of date and other miscellaneous stuff. So keep it coming, folks. It's greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
We'll have a fantastic show before the end of the year. Well, it's already a fantastic show, but it'll even get better before the end of the year. All right. This week here, we have one piece of news, and you'll be able to check out the link in the show notes. There's a flaw in Ninja Forms that was allowing attackers to dump user passwords. Now, it has been patched, but if you use Ninja Forms and you haven't updated, you need to get in there and update it as soon as possible to ensure that you're not susceptible to this hack of your website. So check out the link in the show notes. It's got more explanation in there, but very important thing to take care of.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's Ninja Forms I don't use too much, but
I know it's one of the more popular.
Definitely be careful.
It's like the third most popular form plugin out there, I believe. You got Gravity Forms, you got Contact Form 7, and then Ninja Forms. At least that's the way I hear it most of the time.
Yeah. Jeff Chandler and I interviewed the guy who created Ninja Forms once on WordPress Weekly. And it's funny because he developed Ninja Forms without even being aware that Gravity Forms existed.
Pretty well, funny. That's always possible.
Yep.
Okay, and one other little tidbit of news. Transcripts for the WP Plugins A to Z show is now starting to appear on the site. They're starting again with episode 255 and moving forward. And what it is the complete transcript of everything we talk about from the point in the show where we start talking about the plugins to the end of where we review all the plugins. So that's all the plugins Marcus and I have reviewed in each show, and it's the complete transcript, so you can read about everything we've talked about versus just the little bits that are in the show notes. And they will be linked into each and every set of show notes as I get them all brought together, and you'll be able to go search them. So you'll want to start checking that out, and we've got a couple of them up now.
And that's a direct result of people donating to the show.
Absolutely. A person doing the transcripts doesn't do it for free, and the money being donated to the show is going to pay for that service.
Yes. Yeah. So that's one of the things that when John and I ask for donations, we put it right back into the show. So it helps to do that. It's not going to gas money or internet bill or anything like that. As much as I'd love it to, I'd love to put some money in my own pocket, but right now we're just reinvesting it right back into the show.
Little by little, teeny little features that benefit everyone.
Yes.
Okay, and now we've got a bit of a great feature here, and this is something I'm hoping to hear from more and more listeners out there. We've asked folks before if they want to record up a podcast review and then send it to us. We'll bring it and play it on the show. Well, Jeremy over at JezWeb has done just such a thing. He has brought us forward. And what we'll do is, because they won't fall into the normal area of our plugins review that Marcus and I do, we'll play them just before we review the plugins. They won't have any notes with them unless they're submitted. And they'll just be the listener-provided reviews, and we would love to get more and more from listeners out there. So that being said, we'll go ahead and let Jeremy take it away with his review. So off we go. Jeremy.
So the podcast plugin that I use for the Beach Business Breakfast Show is probably, I'd have to say, the easiest plugin I could find, that's for sure, for setting up a podcast in WordPress. And I have used the Blueberry one before, and I found that was just a bit complicated in terms of, you know, configuring the settings and all that kind of stuff. So it's aptly named the Seriously Simple Podcasting Plugin. And the installation is really quite simple, because essentially it's adding a custom post type to the back end of WordPress, which gives you the podcasting functionality. And it's got a nice little add-on for stats as well, which is also free, and I find that works quite well too. So from a back-end point of view, it looks like a whole bunch of posts. And, I mean, that's essentially what a podcast is. It's a bunch of posts with an MP3 attached. So you have all the usual functionality of posts, like tags. You can drop in videos and things like that. And each episode, when you're editing it, so imagine you've got the normal view of a WordPress blog post. So you know, you've got your title and the description area. And there's a few extra things that have been added as well. So you do have a podcast series section, which is kind of like the category. So you can categorize your podcast episodes. And then down below the normal edit text area in the post, in the custom post type, you have the meta fields for the podcast. And you can do either audio or video. And so you upload that file, or you could put a URL in. So if you were hosting it on Amazon S3 or Rackspace Cloud Files or something like that, you could put your URL for the file in there. But it will upload to the media library as long as your upload size is sufficient. And it works out the duration and the file size. You can set the date. You can tick it as explicit. You can block it from going into the iTunes and Google Play feed if you wish. You set the featured image, and then depending on what you want to do with it, you can configure a page on the website to show that set of posts, or you know, however you wish to show them. And the settings are pretty basic. There's not a whole lot to worry about. So you can decide what the location of the media player is, whether it's below or above the content, and there's a few other details, which, you know, to basically get a podcast into iTunes, you fill in some details on the iTunes program, and, you know, you need to put in a title and a subtitle and the author, pick a category, it tells you to put in a cover image, it says, you know, use the size at least 1400 by 1400, put in the details about the podcast, and it's really simple. And honestly, like, you just, I don't know, if you've ever tried to set up podcasts from scratch, this just walks you through it pretty easily. It gives you the feed URLs to use to submit to iTunes. And when you look at the stats, so this is a free add-on for the plugin. It's pretty simple, but it gives you a good idea of, you know, what's actually going on. You can see your top played episodes and how many listens they've had. You can see the percentage that have been played through audio or direct download and through iTunes. So, you know, it's got all the essentials, I think, for what you want to do a good podcast without really getting too distracting. So I'd have to say that the rating I would give for this is 5 out of 5, because I really have not had any problems with it whatsoever, and it does exactly what it's supposed to. If you'd like to have a look at the podcast that I run with it, it's at beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au in the podcast section. And you know, you're welcome to have a listen, and it is also in iTunes.
All right, well, thank you very much for that review, Jeremy. We greatly appreciate that. And for any of our listeners out there who would like to submit reviews, we'd greatly appreciate those. But for the future, please, if you could, try to keep between 3 and 4 minutes maximum. That would be the premium spot for it. So other than that, we've got some more great stuff, and it looks like got nothing else from your end there, Marcus?
Nope. Okay. It's just time for the main course.
All right, then let's dive into it. Off we go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got here this week comes about because I had to do some research for a client and update a client's website with a sidebar widget that would allow the categories in his WooCommerce store to be accordionized or collapsed. We had lots and lots of categories, and we needed a cleaner-looking widget display of it. So I went looking for some. The first one I came up with here came from YITH WooCommerce category accordion. And YITH produces quite a few WooCommerce plugins, and most of their plugins are freemium, and you have to buy for the quality good into their premium plugins. And this one here, I was hoping it would be a little different than most of them. A lot of times their plugins are pretty crippled with the free version, and this one turned out to be not much different. I wanted something that would be able to list the categories, alphabetize them, allow me to adjust which ones appeared first, that sort of thing. This plugin didn't do that with the free version. The premium promised to do that, and if it came to blows, I probably would have purchased it, but instead of that, I thought I would do a little more research. Other than that, this plugin here, one of those ones that not often I do this, but I had to give this plugin a 2-dragon rating, the YITH WooCommerce category accordion.
Yeah, that's a recent low for us. We haven't really had anything that low, but that's one of the things, you know, you want to get reviews. Sometimes we just got to let you know that sometimes things don't work and, you know, not to waste your time on them.
Yep. Saves you wasting your time. I already wasted 20 minutes on it.
There you go. All right. The first plugin for me today is called Easy Bulk Subpage Creator, and that lets you create multiple subpages in a bulk or kind of batch manner, saving a lot of time. So it gives you a startup screen in which you can add as many subpages to any parent as you want. You just create a list and drop them in there and tell it what parent page you want that to go to. If you're doing initial site setup, this thing can save you tons and tons of time. So it's called Easy Bulk Subpage Creator, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that could be very handy when you're building out your website and you need to make those subpages.
Yeah, unless you want to do them one by one.
Well, I've done that. Okay, the second one here is again related to the first. It's collapsing categories for WooCommerce, or WooCommerce collapsing categories, and it's to allow me to create the widget for my client that would allow Miss to have an accordion of all his categories in his WooCommerce store. This one here is a free plugin. They didn't seem to have a premium version, but the free version seemed to be more than adequate to the task I wanted to do. It allowed you to create the accordion of your categories, adjust which ones appeared where, exclude categories as needed. You could even do custom CSS styling right there in the plugin settings. The only feature, only problem I really had with this plugin was that it hadn't been updated in quite a long time, but for some reason, the day I was working on it, all of a sudden it had what I thought was an update. Turned out to be all they did was update the file that said it worked with the latest version of WordPress, which gave it the indication that it had been updated, but the code doesn't appear to have changed any. But other than that, a really great plugin. It's called WooCommerce Collapsing Categories, and I gave it a 4-dragon rating.
All right. Yeah, a lot of cool WooCommerce stuff. And as I'm getting more and more involved in WooCommerce because of the Membership Coach site, I'm finding some pretty cool plugins. So one plugin I want to talk about now is called Templatify. And what it does is it gives you the ability to select custom templates for each post type, even custom post types, just like what you have for pages right now out of the box for WordPress. So once you activate Templatify, it gives you the select template box that typically appears only in pages in every post edit screen filled with all your different page templates. And that's really, really nice to have, especially since you can, what I used it for was some sessions for a conference. So not only did I have a custom post type and a custom template for the sessions, but also for the speakers. And each one of those had a different template. It worked really, really well. And I give this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yes, that would be an excellent way to customize and template up your post types.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay. The final plugin I've got here today is one of our favorites, those easy, lazy plugins that just provide a feature that makes your life a whole lot easier. It's called Duplicate Page. This is a plugin that I've been meaning to install for quite some time and just give it a test out so I could review. But one of the biggest things that happens when you're working on a website on a regular basis, you often have posts or pages that use the same content over and over and over again. So the same sort of thing with the WP plugin site. Every time I put up a new show notes, there are certain pieces in there that are exactly the same each time I create the show notes. And so I was going to the past, I would go to the latest version, copy it and paste it into the new one I was created, and then make my changes. Well, this plugin eliminates all that. You install it, you activate it, you go to your post lists, and now you have a new menu item under your post that says duplicate this. Click that button and it duplicates that post for you, and it duplicates it all the way down to the tags that you have inserted in the page. So everything is there. You just open up the draft version because it sets it as a draft. Open up the draft version and start making the essential changes you need to change for the post, and you're off, saving you a fair chunk of time. So of course, any of those good lazy plugins, what do we do with them? We crank them right up to the top and give them a 5 dragon rating.
Yeah, getting all kinds of dragons today.
Yeah.
Finally, anybody that uses Infusionsoft knows exactly what I'm talking about when I say the forms are ugly and difficult to deal with. And this new plugin is called Form Lift, and it takes Infusionsoft to a whole new level. What it does is it overhauls the way that the forms are displayed to be stylized exactly like your theme. So all you have to do is copy the unstylized HTML code of the form in Infusionsoft and paste it into this form editor, and it styles it exactly the way that you want it to and doesn't go with that ugly little embed that you have to use every time for forms. So anybody that uses Infusionsoft, this is definitely one that you want to check out. I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. And of course, I don't use Infusionsoft, but if you do, you definitely want to check this plugin out.
Yes.
Okay, well, that covers up this week. I myself covered up YITH WooCommerce Category Accordion, which I gave a 2-2. The WooCommerce Collapsing Categories, which I gave a 4-2, and the Duplicate Page, which I gave a 5-2.
And I talked about Easy Bulk Subpage, gave that one a 4 out of 5. Templatify, gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. And we just discussed Form Lift, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. And of course, this little space here is for commercial or whatever, but I'm sharing this space with others. So currently, I'd like to share it with a great nonprofit society here in the Victoria area, Heritage Acres, where they help preserve our history for everyone. You can go there and check them out. They got steam engines, 1800s ride the model railroads. They've got a blacksmith shop, forges, and numerous other great features dating back to the 1800s. So check them out at heritageacresbc.ca.
And I want to remind you once again, if you're looking to enhance your lifestyle, get recurring income every single month, share your expertise, and grow your own membership site, if you've even thought about it, if you want to know exactly what it takes, join the membershipcoach.com program. If you use promo code WPAZ, it will go down about 30%. We're talking from $97 a month down to $67 a month. And believe me, it's well worth it. I've put a lot into the program and have a lot of stuff coming. So please check that out at membershipcoach.com and use promo code WPAZ.
And of course, the usual reminders, don't forget, we'd greatly appreciate your time in the iTunes store, leaving us a review. It really helps us with the rankings there. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or stop in on their website and leave us a review or comment on the show notes there.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me at my website, johnoverall.com, or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at membershipcoach.com, at membershipcoach on Twitter, and also at Marcus Couch. And remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!